He's our favourite. Phil Moss. Still recovering from...
Oh, of course. I bet you say that to all your experts.
Yeah.
Well, you walked in here alone, but you weren't walking alone the other night.
No.
What was the fallout, mate?
Terry. Terrible.
Bad pun.
Terrible.
The fallout. On the pitch... Excuse me, I've still got a croaky voice.
I'm not worried.
I've still got a croaky voice. But yeah, on the pitch, look, Alex Brosk basically came out and said, we're just glad it didn't become embarrassing because it was difficult. He actually admitted, and it was very honest appraisal, he admitted that it was very, very difficult to get up for the game because the grand final was so long ago and, you know, they obviously had a week of celebrations and then some training sessions. Jurgen Klopp came out and said that they got the result that they expected. They knew they were a better team than Sydney FC. Sydney FC played their part, really enjoyed the trip down under, and now they go on holiday and look forward to next season. But off the field, the fallout just quickly, ABC coverage, which I was less than pleasant about yesterday, it looks as though it may have cost the ABC any chance of getting the free-to-air component of the new A-League deal with FFA. The backlash has been quite severe. FFA have expressed their disappointment in how it was handled, and it really wasn't a good look, particularly for a game that you know, attracted international attention because of Liverpool FC.
Mm. Well, I didn't see it, mate. Was it the entire broadcast? Was it because they had a comedy approach to
it?
It was the pre-game, halftime and post-game.
Yeah,
it was more so than the actual commentary.
Look, Mossy said off air yesterday, if he was involved, it would have been so much better.
And you said, yeah, and if I was there too.
You know, the crazy thing is, just quickly, they have the W League, ABC.
Right.
They've got people, football people who know the game, and they didn't use them. But anyway.
What's Scotty McDonald, mate?
Yeah.
I mean, he scored goals for fun, didn't he, over there?
I've got some statistics on that, TK. Since 2004, he's played 441 games and scored 160 goals.
Wow. But he never got it done for us.
For the Socceroos, 26 caps, 0 goals for a number 9. Now,
not all his fault.
No, and I'm going to put a rider on that. The way we played, I don't think Scotty McDonald is an out-and-out number 9 on his own.
He
needs to play off someone. He needs another strike partner. So whether that's a number 10 that plays close to him or a second number 9 in a 4-4-2.
He'd be good out here.
But I think he'd be a hit. He's 33, so he's still at a decent age, but he's been successful at every club. Motherwell, Celtic, Middlesbrough, Millwall, Motherwell again for a second stint there. And at Celtic, 51 goals in 88 games.
Yeah.
So the guy knows where the back of the net is. And I think Western City went for him, I think, in January either this year or last year. Missed out on him, but they're going hard again.
Melbourne City, mate, poised to appoint a big-name foreign coach.
Yes, I haven't got a lot more information than that at this stage, but take it as read, they are going big and they're going foreign. I heard this yesterday on very good authority. Watch this space. But I think it's going to be a very, very good fit for Melbourne City. They're owned by one of the biggest ownership groups in the world, so they need to go big.
FA Cup final, mate.
Yeah.
Yes, Arsenal-Chelsea.
This weekend?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Wow.
Saturday night. So I'm tipping Chelsea. And I think there's a difference between being desperate to win a game and being confident to win a game. I think Arsenal are desperate because of the season they've had. And I think Chelsea are confident because they've won the league. What about this? We'll go back to Arsene Wenger in a minute, but Antonio Conte, the Chelsea manager, so they've won the league.
Yeah.
The chance of winning the FA Cup, of course, as well. A big chance. He's been given £200 million to go and improve the squad for next year, for next season.
Does he clip the ticket there? I'd be clipping
quite
the
remarkable. But getting on to Arsene Wenger, will this be his last game for Arsenal? He's been there since 1996, 3 times Premier League champions, 6 times FA Cup winners. So this could be a 7th, which I think would be equaling the record of FA Cup wins. So 20 years, 2 decades. It's a remarkable tenure at a club like Arsenal. If it is to be his final game, it'll be a sad day. But as I've said on air, it probably is time to move on.
Yeah. Good on you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
I'll see you in a few weeks.
Look forward to it, mate. Have a great trip.
Any problems, mate, give me a call, okay? I'll fix it from over there.